just wrapped up day one of the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I'm Megan O'Brien. He's Andy Hart. And Andy, an eventful-ish day, I would say. And I think probably one of the biggest takeaways, it's been about 3 weeks. There's still a lot of questions surrounding the Malcolm Butler incident that happened at the Super Bowl. He didn't play. Today, right. Matt Patricia spoke, and we still don't really have an answer, but you talked to him a little bit in the hallway in a media scrum.
Yeah, we followed him down the hallway, and he said he wanted to be respectful to Bill Belichick and the organization that he worked for so long and helped get him his current job. So he wouldn't really touch on the decision not to play Butler in the Super Bowl. He did, though, follow up answering, saying that he loves Malcolm Butler. It's like any one of his players, they're like his children, and he wants the best for him. And I know immediately online, a lot of fans on Twitter said, oh, are the Lions going to be in play to sign Malcolm Butler? I don't know if I'll go that far, but we didn't get an answer why he didn't play, but we did get an answer that Matt Patricia still loves Malcolm Butler.
Matt Patricia was not asked about Malcolm Butler when he spoke at the podium as the Detroit Lions head coach. Another takeaway from today is running backs. You know, this is a big class. We've heard about the quarterbacks and the strength in the quarterback class in this draft, but today it was all about the running backs, something that the Patriots can keep an eye on because 2 out of 4 of those running backs are free agents.
Yeah, we had a number of GMs and head coaches today who were asked just an open-ended question. What do you think of this draft class? And the first position that a lot of them mentioned was the running back position. And I know it's easy to say Saquon Barkley is a great player, might go top 5 Penn State elite guy. But a lot of them, like Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, said, you're going to probably go up to the 6th round where you can get an NFL-caliber running back. Now, there's different types. There's pass catchers. There's lead back types. But, yeah, for the Patriots, with their backfield sort of up in the air with Deion Lewis going into free agency, who knows with Mike Gillisley, free agency for Rex Burkhead, if they do want to get that young guy to develop in the system, sounds like there are going to be some options available.
Now, this is something Patriots fans probably aren't too excited about, but we saw Doug Peterson around today, kind of taking a victory lap. There was a lot of noise wherever he went, but when he stood at the podium today and was asked about his defense, he said, it's pretty tough when you're going up against the number one quarterback, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, and he praised the Patriots offense.
Yeah, no question. We saw a shootout, and I know Patriots fans were disappointed in the Patriots defense inability to even make a single play that may have swayed the game, but that was a really good Eagles defense, supposedly, that sort of fell on its face, too, in the big game, watching Brady go up and down the field. And, yeah, he just pointed to, it's Tom Brady, one of the greatest of all times. It's all those weapons. And, you know, that's something you need to go back now and say, was it an aberration? Or is it something we need to fix? Because he pointed to their own execution. But yes, you couldn't miss the Super Bowl because why? It was right on his chest, the LII Super Bowl, right there for all to see.
Well, that wraps up day one. No Patriots coaches or GM spoke today, but we'll have more coverage tomorrow as players will be made available. Thanks so much for joining me. For Andy Hart, I'm Megan O'Brien.